This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Russia pounded Ukraine with missiles early on Thursday. A morning rush hour assault killed at least one person in Kyiv and left critical infrastructure damaged in the Black Sea region of Odessa. A spokesperson for Ukraine's state emergency service said a total of 11 people have been killed during the Russian strikes. The strikes came a day after Ukraine secured pledges of modern battle tanks from Germany and the United States to beef up its defenses. In an interview, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he welcomed the news that the U.S. and Germany will send tanks to Ukraine.
It enables the Ukrainians to get the combat capabilities they need to be able to liberate, retake territory, which is currently occupied by Russian forces.
In the past, Moscow has responded to Ukrainian successes with intensified airstrikes. French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna arrived on Thursday in Odessa, the strategic port city on Ukraine's Black Sea coast, as part of France's efforts to boost its relationship with Ukraine and discuss its needs in the coming months. UNESCO, the UN cultural agency, has just designated the city's historic center a World Heritage in Danger site. Colonna was in Odessa shortly after missile strikes hit crucial power infrastructure facilities in the surrounding region, causing blackouts in the city. She was due to visit one of the damaged sites. Less than 2 years after releasing all prisoners held by the previous Afghan government, including suspected terrorists, the Taliban are rapidly refilling prisons with new inmates. Taliban's director of prisons told VOA in a WhatsApp message that over the past 18 months, the de facto Taliban authorities have detained more than 29,000.